This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day. Are you happy? You should be. The week is already almost halfway over and things are rolling along well. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. One, we're going to talk about using power. I'll probably get to that pretty early on here. We're going to talk about a challenge some older Democrats are facing right now in this country. Of course, I will talk about the new Speaker of the House. I'll get to that right away so everyone knows what I think about that. They are most definitely just going to replace you. And maybe there is a strategy at work with what Trump is doing in his trial. All that, so much more. Bunch of emails are coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin first, though. Let's just go ahead and knock out the big story right off the bat. There's a new Speaker of the House. His name is Mike Johnson. This was him from, three hours ago. Here was Mike Johnson.
We know the challenges you're facing. We know that that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems, and we will. Our mission here is to serve you well, to restore the people's faith in this house, in this great and essential institution.
Okay. Here was, in case you're curious, I'm really not, but I figured you might be, here was Congress tallying the votes.
The total number of votes cast is 429, of which the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana has received 220 votes. And the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 209 votes. Therefore, the Honorable Mike Johnson of the state of Louisiana, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 118th Congress.
Okay, so let's just get something out of the way here. Because every single human being on the planet who has my cell phone number has called or texted me today. Jesse, what do you think about Mike Johnson? What do you think about Mike Johnson? Hey, what about Mike Johnson? Can you let me know about Mike Johnson? All right. Mike Johnson is somebody I've actually interviewed him a few times on my TV show. Remember, I have a TV show on The First TV every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mike Johnson, from people I know, now this is what I know, from the good guys I know, Mike Johnson is a good man, all right? A good man. Yeah, let's begin there. Okay, so we upgraded there. He's a good man. Mike Johnson is also further to the right than any Speaker of the House I've ever had in my lifetime, significantly so, including on the right, on social issues. He has never been one of these namby-pamby, well, let's not talk about the social stuff, low-T GOPers. So again, that is a good thing. It is a good thing. Now, I want to say something, and I'm going to try not to be who I am. And this is what I mean when I say I'm going to pry not. You know what? Pause on this for a second. You know, my parents had a dog once. Believe me, this is going to come back to the story. I'm going somewhere with this. My parents had a dog. He was a great dog. His name was Jack. He was a yellow lab. Great dog. They got him after I left the house. And he was the dog my parents had when my boys were younger. And whenever they would go see their grandparents, they would hang out with Jack. And they loved him. And he loved them. And they're running around and playing in the yard. And they loved Jack. Jack dies eventually. This is a few years ago, 3-4 years ago, something like that. Well, probably about that. Maybe 5-6 years ago, Jack dies. Get a call from my parents. Hey, Jack has passed on. We had to put him down. He was an old dog. He was gone. I get this phone call. I talk to the wife about it. And she said, what are we going to do? How are we going to tell the boys? They love the dog. And I said, oh, don't worry about it. I've got it. And she said, no, like she's doing this. Wait. As I'm leaving the room, going out to talk to the boys, they're both in the living room. And I went out there. I thought I was doing the right thing. And I said, boys, I got to talk to you about something. Jack is dead. I'm sorry, but he's gone now. So anyway, they'll get another dog. And the boys start breaking down. And the wife is looking at me like I'm a daggone monster caveman. You could have put. So again, when I try to do the right thing and put things delicately, I oftentimes will mess up. Allow me to tell you this about Mike Johnson. And this is not an indictment on him. Mike Johnson, as Speaker of the House, is going to disappoint you and me in ways he probably hasn't ever disappointed you or me before. He is. When he does disappoint you, when he does disappoint me, obviously, as you are well aware, I have no problem and you have no problem criticizing low-T GOPers. We have no problem. And Mike Johnson is not going to be exempt from that on this show. However, I will try to keep in mind, and you should try to keep in mind, there is a reason that it is a virtual guarantee that Mike Johnson will disappoint us. And you know what that reason is? Systems, institutions are more powerful than individual men. Institutions are more powerful than individual men. What do I mean by that? Let's say tomorrow. Tomorrow you get a phone call. Look, don't ask me. You somehow caught someone's eye. They were looking at you on Facebook and they liked your resume and thought you were really sharp. And somebody called you tomorrow. And what's the biggest, most far left, disgusting corporation in this country? Nike, Starbucks, something. Bud Light. You know, Bud Light's a good one. Bud Light. Bud Light gives you a call tomorrow, and they say, "Hey, we want you to come in." And we want you to take over as CEO of Bud Light. You're earning $20 million a year. We want to sign you to a 5-year contract, but we need you to come into Bud Light and we need you to right the ship. Now, we're going to need you to be profitable, remember. This is a for-profit business, so we need you to turn a profit and get this company on the right track. When you walk into Bud Light, would you do good there? No question about it. Would you fire a lot of the dirty LGBTQ, nut DEI, ESG scum that's taken over? There's no question you would. You would do good. But because a huge corporation like that and big corporations in general, they're an institution in and of themselves, you would inevitably... It's not even debatable. Inevitably, you would end up taking part in some things you didn't like. In some things you weren't comfortable with. Like what kind of things? Okay, like, hey guys, as part of our new plan, we're doing a new marketing plan. And you know what this marketing plan is going to be? The American family. No more all this craziness in the commercial. We're going to show families and having a good time. That's how we're marketing Bud Light. And we need $100 million to run this advertising plan. So we need to get a loan for $100 million. And every single financial institution that can or would give us such a loan, every one of them requires an ESG report from our company. You see what I mean? You don't even believe in ESG, all that commie climate crap. You don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. But the institution itself is rotted and corrupt and bad. The institution of the United States government itself, and most definitely the House of Representatives, the institution itself is rotted and poisonous and corrupt, and it's bad. Mike Johnson, he could be the second coming of Christ. Well, actually, no, Jesus would probably be able to handle things, but anyone beyond the second coming of Christ, who's the second greatest man to ever, pick your guy. You know, it could be George Washington. George Washington could take over tomorrow as Speaker of the House of Representatives. And George Washington, Mr. Lover of Liberty, Warrior, guy you love, guy I love, he would do things that disappointed you. He would do things that weren't exactly what we wanted. Because a man can only do so much trying to work inside of an institution that is bad. That's a fact. I am not trying to make preemptive excuses for Mike Johnson. He will be called out on this show, as they all are when he screws up. He will be applauded when he doesn't. Just know this. Put a smile on your face. This is a better Speaker of the House than you've ever had in your lifetime. At least on day one. I say that. He hasn't even done anything yet. But on day one, his resume, the type of person he is, a better one than you've ever had. And that actually leads me to something. That leads me to a really, really, really important point about us now having a Speaker of the House. I will get to that point in just a moment. Just hang on. I want to explain something before we get to that. Look, we were talking about Jack and telling the boys he died. And there's just nothing. Well, I shouldn't say there's nothing. There are a few things that are that bad in life as finding out either you have to put your dog down or your dog got hit by a car or you had to put your... It's just the worst thing ever. I've had to go through it so many times growing up with dogs, right? You probably have too. I love rough greens. It's not just because naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black was a Green Beret who fought for this country. I love rough greens because it's a natural nutritional supplement that will delay that day that's going to come for my dog, Fred, one day. One day he's going to die. I don't want it to be in 10 years. I want it to be in 15. So I give my dog rough greens every single meal because it's actual nutrition that will give him a longer life. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag and try it. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I might point out that I am responsible for that song. You podcast listeners were not treated to that wonderful little jam. I had to tell Jewish producer Chris about it. Of course, him and Michael had never heard of it because they're children who think all music started in the year 2020, but it did not. And that is a great song from 1989. A better era, Chris. Anyway, it's the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to this Brooklyn man, Democrat, disappointed in his son, confused. What happened to my boy? We're going to get to that in a minute. I just want to finish one final thing up on the whole Mike Johnson elected Speaker of the House thing. There's something that bothers me. It has bothered me a lot. There's a few things that bother me, but about the right, about the people who have platforms and influence on the right. It bothers me how often they allow the communists to determine what is the big deal. What's the big news story? What is the thing everyone should be talking about? Everyone should be caring about. The right, oftentimes, I'm talking people you listen to on the radio, TV, people who write, they will actually take a story the system wants you to talk about, and almost always they'll talk about it too. Now, they may come at it from a completely different angle than the dirty commie filth on the left, but they're still allowing the system to determine what we talk about and what we care about, and they do this all the time. Without end, instead of doing what they should be doing, which is leading, GOP politicians should be leaders. People who have some kind of a platform should be helping guide people, lead people in the right direction. Instead of doing that, they do what everyone else does and they just follow. And it drives me up the wall. Why do you think we talk about different things than everyone else we talk about? Do you know that, you remember, I'm pretty new at this whole radio thing. 5 years ago, we started our first show ever. I've lived a very normal life before this, from construction to Marines to RV sales, just lived a normal life. Your life is my life. That's the life I've lived. So because I'm so new to this, Premier signed me, you know, to this. They wanted me to be their nationally syndicated guy after Rush passed and this spot opened up. They wanted to call me and wanted me to do it. But there was a little problem with that. I don't have any idea how to do radio. Like, I didn't have any idea how to do basics of radio. They liked the content and thought it was interesting, but they essentially said, can someone teach this guy how to do a tease? Like, nobody knows. He has no idea. So anyway, they brought in a radio coach for me. And I love the guy. He's awesome. But once a week, I have a call with him. And he said something, and he said this before, and it was not a criticism. He was just trying to understand how I thought. Last week, this was in the heat of all that Israel-Hamas stuff. We opened up the show talking about the border, and we were going a completely different route with it, about how the border was being overrun and the people who were crossing into the country and potential saboteurs. And he asked me, this is yesterday or the day before, why did you open with that? And again, he wasn't criticizing, he wanted to know. And I said, well, that's a much bigger deal than what's happening 3,000 miles away. 5,000 miles away, depending on which location we're talking about here. It's a big deal. That's why. I hate that our side follows along with whatever the system wants us talking about. And this endless freak out and obsession that we didn't have a Speaker of the House for like 3 weeks, honestly, if you were one of the people with platforms who did that, who participated in that, aren't you embarrassed today? It was 3 weeks without a speaker, and now there's a Speaker of the House. And for 3 weeks, it was, this is the end of the world. Oh, my gosh, what did Matt Gaetz do? Oh, look at us all, it's lost. Oh, no, it's going to be a Democrat. Oh, please have someone help. We're all going to die. What are you talking about? We didn't have a Speaker of the House for 3 weeks because, and you know why you want to know why you feel stupid today? And I hope you feel stupid today. If you're one of the pundits who participated in this fake freakout, I hope you feel really stupid. I hope you feel really small. And you want to know why? You want to know why you feel stupid and small? Because you allowed the communist to fence you in. You don't realize it. But that's what he did. That's what happens when he tells you, because you saw news article after news article in every little commie rag publication, every single one from CNN to The Hill, every one of them describing the not having a speaker, chaos, anarchy, disaster in the House. And so the people on the right, the radio people, TV people, people in print, they get up and they read the same story and they're all, wow, it is chaos. Oh, what will we do? I actually saw multiple people on the right say, how can we govern? What? How can we govern? Is the new position of the right that we need the House to help us govern? In my opinion, every time the House meets, I get poorer and less free. I'm not even happy we have a speaker, and I like the speaker we got. Stop allowing the system to fence you in and determine what you talk about. Drives me freaking crazy. All right, let's talk about this Brooklyn dad, this Democrat. He's disappointed in his son. What happened, Dad? Oh, I'm going to tell him what happened in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to do this. Speaking of New York City, let's talk about a wonderful organization called Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers is out there doing the work, well, that we've been commanded to do. Are we not? Are you and I not commanded to take care of widows and orphans? It was not an option. As far as I remember, it wasn't presented as, hey, if you have time, we've been commanded to do that. Well, when that now widow gets a knock at the door and she finds out that her husband and father of her children is never coming home again, she's lost, she's scared, she's devastated. Tunnel to Towers steps in, comes in, and they provide help. They'll pay her mortgage off for her so at least she doesn't have to have that burden in her life. Your $11 a month is helping widows and orphans. Go to T2T.org and help them. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. T2T.org, $11 a month. Go now.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, a couple things I want to play for you here before we get to the Brooklyn dad. Sorry, I just still going off on this tangent here. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, Michael brought up the point we were playing. I think it was last week or earlier this week. GOP Rep Mike McCall. We didn't have a speaker for 3 weeks, and he's running to cable news telling the entire country, making us all look bad, that this is like the most embarrassing thing ever.
I have to say, and it's my 10th term in Congress.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the most embarrassing things I've seen, because if we don't have a Speaker of the House, we can't govern. And every day goes.
Oh, my gosh, we can't govern. Oh, thank goodness. They are finally coming back together. I was stressed about how much money we were going to be able to send overseas. Boy, now I'm glad that's over. But he was the most embarrassing thing ever. You know what? One final thing on this before I get to the Brooklyn dad. You know how we talk all the time, and we always will. This is going to be a theme on this show 10 years from now. Language is so critical. So critical. The words you use in your personal life with your
girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, children, parents, the employer, employees. The words you use actually matter. Language matters because language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. That's how it works. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. If I'm going to lift weights with my son when I get home today, and I probably am, you know what I'm going to tell him? I'm going to tell him, hey, we're only going to go for about a half hour today, but we're going to lift hard, and we're going to make sure we're sweating. So get yourself ready. It's going to hurt today. He's going to walk into that weight room with his mind in the right place. And he's going to be ready to get to go. But if I tell him, hey, you know what? We're just going to have fun. All right. We're just going to kind of screw around a little bit and we'll laugh. And maybe he's going to walk in with the wrong mindset. And therefore, his performance will suck. So Republicans love to discuss Democrats. Love to discuss Democrats in the floweriest, nicest terms humanly possible. The nicest terms you can possibly use. They're progressives. They're left. He leans left. He's misguided. He's confused. They love talking about, you know what they love talking about? They love talking about their Democrat colleagues. My friends over there on the left, my colleagues on the left. I'm going to play something for you. This is the most powerful Democrat in the United States House of Representatives, and he will be for years. Remember, when Nancy Pelosi gave up her leadership role, she gave it to Hakeem Jeffries for a reason. He is not only young, charismatic, energetic, a fundraising juggernaut. Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the bane of your existence forever. And this isn't some small jerkwater congressman. The most powerful Democrat in the House of Representatives. Today, after Mike Johnson was chosen as Speaker, I want you to listen to Hakeem Jeffries, the most powerful Democrat in the House. Listen to his language. This is a language that's creating a mindset that is leading them to victory.
We faced adversity on September 11th, 2001, when the towers and the Pentagon were unexpectedly struck, killing thousands of lives in an instant. We faced adversity right here in the House of Representatives when on January 6th, 2021, a violent mob of insurrectionists incited
I'm not. You don't need to hear him keep going. You see, the most powerful Democrat in the House of Representatives just got up and he compared the January 6th people who sauntered into the Capitol to the jihadis who slammed passenger jets into the Twin Towers and killed 3,000 Americans. You can roll your eyes, mock him, say it's ridiculous. All that's fine. Of course, it is ridiculous. Mock him. That's fine. But Hakeem Jeffries, I guarantee you that's a man who understands language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy, that's why she fights so hard even though she's a nasty, vile commie. That's why she fights so hard against you. She thinks she's fighting a jihadi. The reason we sit home on the weekends, I was get a vote. I know there were local elections, but gosh, it's the playoffs, man. I got to catch the game. The reason we don't perform, we have the mindset like, well, I mean, we all kind of want the same things. All right? They're just a little naive, misguided. Language leads to mindset. Mindset leads to performance. And actually, that leads me to this. I'm going to talk about this because there's a story, and actually I'm going to leave the names out of the story, out of fairness for the people in the story. Sometimes, even when they print names in a story, I choose not to name them because the names specifically don't matter. The concepts themselves matter. There are a lot of older Jewish Democrats in this country who are having quite an eye-opening time over the past couple weeks. And this guy, the headline is, Brooklyn man suspended from job by his Jewish dad after ripping posters of Hamas hostages. Now, what is this ripping posters? What is this? Well, there are posters being placed around the world of the hostages, the Jewish hostages, the Israeli hostages, some of them are probably Muslim, the Israeli hostages Hamas currently has. Remember, they're still being held, tied up, tortured, starved, the worst. They're still being held in Gaza. So around the world, they're putting up posters. Hey, find my daughter. Has anyone seen my son can, they're putting these posters up around the world. Well, people who love Hamas and hate Israel, and there's all kinds of people like that, whatever, they're going around tearing these posters down. It's a way to essentially support Hamas. That's what it is. It's a way to say, just like that professor, just like all of them, hey, I love Hamas, right? I mean, it's what it is. Well, here we have a Democrat dad, Jewish man, and he finds out that his own son is one of the people going around ripping down these posters. And he's a little taken aback. If you read the quotes, which I'm not going to, he's not an anti-Semite or a supporter of Hamas. He's not acted this way at any time during his whole life, the dad said. That's a direct quote. Dad, you raised him to be that way. You raised him to be a Democrat. Look, I don't know what to tell you, so I'm just going to give it to you right between the eyes. If you're a Jewish person and you're raising your child to be a Democrat, you're raising a child to hate you. I'm sorry. They hate you. It's not 1970. It's not 1980. They hate your friggin' guts. Did you know that? You did raise him to be a hateful, vile little commie piece of trash when you raised him to be a Democrat. And I know that's a tough pill to swallow. It didn't used to be that way. You're right. It didn't used to be that way. I know if you're an older Democrat, listen to the sound of my voice right now. I know that's a tough pill to swallow I just gave you, isn't it? If you are a Democrat, a Jewish Democrat, and you continue to support the Democrat Party and teach your children to be Democrats, you are choosing to support people who want you dead. Sorry, it's not my job to care about your feels. Was that offensive? It's true. You can choose to continue to author your own demise, or you can wake up and realize what is happening out there right now. And this is not, keep in mind, some tiny little movement. As I've tried to explain all week on this show, for 2 weeks now on this show, there is a standing army prepped and ready already in this country. All it will take is a nudge for them to do what they've already done before. Put cities, put places to the torch in this nation. Are you training your child to be part of that? All right. We're going to talk a little bit more about their plans. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star rating. Talking about how handsome I am. I almost forgot. Here, let's check in with President Mumbles.
I want to thank the Israelis and the Palestinians, and President Sisi of Egypt for working with the United States to make sure...
I want to thank Israel, or no, Palestine. No, it's the president of Egypt. All right. I have many things I want to get to. One, we're going to talk about these people and why they talk the way they talk about the border and illegals and things like that. Secretary of State is out there telling everyone that we have to accept a whole lot more illegals, of course. And we're going to discuss the mindset of power and how the left thinks about it versus how the right thinks about it. Just one final thing on this. New York City tried to do something with their gun licensing program. What was it? Well, it got struck down by the grace of God by a federal judge. But you see, you can have a gun. You can have a permit as long as bureaucrats, not even elected officials, determine you're of, and I quote, good moral character. It ended up getting struck down. I'm not going to spend a long time on it. I just want to remind everybody there's a reason they want so badly to disarm you. And it has nothing to do with crime or kids or the latest mass shooting or whatever it is they pretend they really, really need to have you disarmed. They are trying to make you an enemy of the state. They've already called you a domestic terrorist, a Nazi, a white supremacist, a threat to democracy, all these things. They have said all these things over and over and over again, and they've directed America's federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI. They've directed that already. They've directed these agencies to be aimed at you. That's why the FBI currently meets to talk about which terrorist threat label to assign angry school board moms. It's why they infiltrate churches. We already know that now. It's why they send SWAT teams to the homes of peaceful pro-life pastors who offered to turn themselves in without incident. They need you to be disarmed. It is the ultimate thing that has held these people back, is holding these people back from doing everything they really want to do to you. And of course, everyone knows what, quote, good moral character would mean. They're going to look at your social media account and ask you a couple questions. And if they think you're a Democrat, they'll give you a gun. And if you're a Republican, they will not. Period. End of story. Because Democrats get elected and they help their friends or hurt their enemies. They don't do anything else. It's never about country or anything else. All right. Let's get to a couple emails because I need to do, well, we have to do a couple things. We have to do, there was a big Senate hearing today with the people who are in charge of the border that doesn't exist anymore here in the United States of America. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how the left views power versus the suicidal ways the right views power. But, well, let's do this. Oracle Jesse, we continue to inch closer to the day when you celebrate like an unbearable know-it-all with your predictions. Gateway Pundit just put out an article saying Gavin Newsom just had a surprise meeting with Xi Jinping to talk about climate change and fentanyl abuse. Yeah, you did hear about that, right? Very interesting. That's an interesting trip for the governor of California to make.
Did you get a sense from him that this relationship is hurtling towards even a hot war in the next few years over Taiwan or whatever it might be? What sense did you get from him of a relationship that he wants to have with America going forward?
And the fact that we had access to these high-level meetings, I'll be meeting with five provincial governors tomorrow, I think is suggestive that we're entering, I hope, a new phase. And we've got to turn down the heat. We've got to manage our strategic differences. We've got to reconcile our strategic red lines. Those are well established between our two countries. But I want to applaud the Biden administration. And on the basis of the engagement I had today with members of the Xi administration, I want to applaud his willingness to reconcile those differences.
You hear what he just did there in the end? Did you hear how dirty that part was in the end? I want to applaud the Biden administration. That's showing up at another man's house with his wife there and him not. And then on the way out, praising the decor. I just want to let you know, buddy, you've got some beautiful wallpaper in there. Big fan. Big fan. Believe me, Joe Biden and the Biden administration, they are livid with Gavin Newsom right now. This is a theory I have. I don't actually have inside baseball on this, but this is a theory I have. Mark my words. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. You will now, it's official. Now it's gotten personal. You're officially going to start hearing a little leak here and a little leak there about, quote, tensions or animosity between the Biden people and the Newsom people. And here's why. Joe Biden, he's failing. All these people do is care about their poll numbers and everything. He's, like we talked about, underwater on every single political issue. The American people despise Joe Biden. And when you look at all the poll numbers, and that people love doing the Trump-Biden head-to-head poll numbers, it's crazy. I've never seen poll numbers like it. It's just a big competition of who do they hate more, and it's neck and neck, right? They hate Trump. They hate Biden. Biden right now is a drowning man. Gavin Newsom continuing this press tour, continuing this worldwide diplomat tour, which is just a big resume builder so he can get up there when he's running for president and say, I was just with Xi Jinping last week, and let me tell you what, we're going to take care of this China thing. What that's doing, as Joe Biden's drowning, Gavin Newsom is busy tossing him cinder blocks. And I promise you, the Biden administration is officially chapped and chafed by the whole thing. Get ready for Biden's people. This is how this will be done. Biden has people who are tied into major American media outlets. You know, there's a Biden guy who has a good friend at the New York Times who print what he wants. There's a Biden guy who has a good friend at CNN who will get him on to say what he wants. You're going to start getting little leaks to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the others about why Gavin Newsom's a worthless piece of crap and how there are tensions there. Mark my words. You know what Gavin Newsom's going to need? He's going to need a better set of towels because these are going to be, look, it's going to be stressful. When the Biden administration, when the president begins to deploy his PR army to come after Gavin Newsom, you know what's going to happen? He's going to get out of the shower and he's going to be sitting there thinking, do I even have enough gel for my hair? Is my hair dry enough to put the gel in it? And unless he's using the brand new My Towels from MyPillow, he's never going to be able to mop up to absorb all the water in his hair to get the appropriate amount of hair gel in there. My Towels are not just for people like you and me, super soft, absorbent. My Towels are even for dirty communist scum like Gavin Newsom. Gavin, this might be stressful for you. Right now, My Towels are on sale, though. As low as $29.99 with the promo code Jesse, or you can get the premium line, just $20 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.